E1 over N squared EV. Thus, the energy value for N equals 2, the first excited state, is negative 13.6 over 4 equals negative 3.40 EV. The radius of the first electron orbit, N equals 1, determines the size of the hydrogen atom in the ground state. From his model, Bohr calculated it as 5.3 nanometers, where a nanometer is a billionth of a meter, in close agreement with the best experimental estimates of the day. He discovered that the radius of the other allowed orbits increased by a factor of n squared. When n equals 1, the radius is r. When n equals 2, then the radius is 4r. When n equals 3, the radius is 9r, and so on. I hope very soon to be able to send you my paper on the atoms, Bohr wrote to Rutherford on 31st of January 1913. It has taken far more time than I had thought. I think, however, that I have made some progress in it in the latest time. He had stabilized the nuclear atom by quantizing the angular momentum of the orbiting electrons and thereby explained why they could occupy only a certain number, the stationary states of all possible orbits. Within days of writing to Rutherford, Bohr came across the third and final clue that allowed him to complete the construction of his quantum atomic model. Hans Hansen, a year younger and a friend of Bohr's from their student days in Copenhagen, had just returned to the Danish capital after completing his studies in Göttingen. When they met, Bohr told him about his latest ideas on atomic structure. Having conducted research in Germany in spectroscopy, the study of the absorption and emission of radiation by atoms and molecules, Hansen asked Bohr if his work shed any light on the production of spectral lines. It had long been known that the appearance of a naked flame changed color depending on which metal was being vaporized: bright yellow with sodium, deep red with lithium, and violet with potassium. In the 19th century, it had been discovered that each element produced a unique set of spectral lines, spikes in the spectrum of light. The number, spacing, and wavelengths of the spectral lines produced by the atoms of any given element are unique. A fingerprint of light that can be used to identify it. Spectra appeared far too complicated given the enormous variety of patterns displayed by the spectral lines of the different elements for anyone to seriously believe that they could be the key to unlocking the inner workings of the atom. The beautiful array of colors on a butterfly's wing were all very interesting, Bohr said later, but nobody thought that one could get the basis of biology from the coloring of the wing of a butterfly.